This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Red hot comic book movie news. Shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet.
Mason, before we get into the sad news of the show. No, wait, that's not how I start.
No.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet.
If I can butt in here for a moment. See, normally I don't hear the theme music. We just go straight from the ad. We pause briefly and then we go into the intro for the show.
Yeah.
James hummed. He very quietly and solemnly sung the theme music to himself. And then he just started... on the episode.
That's
he skipped
right.
The intro. He's losing his mind.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead. We're starting again.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
We've been busy this week for Star Wars stuff, haven't we?
Yeah, there's been so much Star Wars
stuff
happening.
First thing is our episode one of Caravan of Garbage is up.
New series, Star Wars series of Caravan
of
Garbage.
Right. If you're listening to this, it's like the previous podcast episode. That's the extended audio version.
Mm-hmm.
It's also linked below. And there's a video version.
Yes.
Edited by Ben, who's great. Mm-hmm. And Eric Chen does the animations. Ben of Canada. He doesn't live in Canada, though. He lives in Scotland. Funny story. He's a student there. It's amazing. He's doing acting.
This guy's got a lot of strings to his bow.
He really does. He really does. He's got a good blog series.
He's probably really nice too.
But yeah, so that takes us... The first episode is an alternate take on Star Wars, A New Hope.
Mm.
One twist, one thing goes wrong, and it sets off this whole different tale. It's a comic book series.
Mm.
It's amazing.
What if it were the droids they were looking for?
Yeah, good question, Mason. I mean, that's not the story.
Twist, not the twist. Yeah.
Maybe that's this week's episode, because there's another one this Thursday.
What if he took a shortcut and he went directly to Toshi Station, he got those power converters, he came straight back, everything was fine?
Good question. These are all valid questions we don't answer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another episode this Thursday.
Yep.
It'll be up a little bit earlier on Patreon if you're interested. Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. But it will also just be up in the regular places if you can.
And they're real good.
They're real good, mate.
Video stuff especially, man.
I agree.
Sometimes we record it and I'm like, how's this going? It seems pretty good. I don't know. And then I see the animation, I'm like, oh, it is good. Send it out to us from professionals.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good.
That's how I should do everything. The other thing is we finally got around to recording our commentary track for The Phantom Menace.
Yes.
That, like, I thought I... would like it more. Like, I thought over time I'd be like, oh no, I've kind of settled into it and I've
got
at peace with
this. It's
got
a charm to it, you might have thought.
Far out, man. That is a...
Yeah.
It goes forever.
Mm.
But I really enjoyed the commentary.
Me too. And a lot of people have given us good feedback already. A lot of people have been like, oh, look, this was the best way to watch a bad film.
Yeah.
So if you've lost a bet and you have to watch Star Wars Episode 1 or you're being threatened at gunpoint.
Yep.
And they're like, listen, we will murder you unless you watch The Phantom Menace. But you can watch it in whatever way you choose.
Yeah.
Maybe put our commentary over the top.
Absolutely.
Have a nice time.
That's also, that's at Bandcamp. I'll link that below. And you can just play it for free there if you want. I know there's been some syncing issues when people do that. That's not for me to get you to buy it. I'm just saying if that happens to you, that might be why.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
also, ultimately, if it comes a little bit out of sync, it's probably...
Yeah, it'll probably be all right. But it's also on... The MP3's on Patreon, so that's already
that's
there.
True,
so
yeah.
You can just and also, we're hoping to do... We'll try and do Attack of the Clones this week.
Yeah.
We'll get all the prequels done before Rogue One.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right,
otherwise, what are you going to... How are you going to know what's happening in Rogue One if you haven't listened to our dumb commentaries?
Exactly.
Oh, one final plug. This week I was an episode of Do Go On.
You were. I listened to it.
One of my favorite podcasts to listen to, which means I have to go a week without listening to an episode because I have my dumb voices on it. But so the last time I... So it's a podcast where every week one of the members does a report on something they find interesting and the other two essentially sort of try and drag them down with irrelevant commentary. Last time I did a report, I did it on Marvel Comics, which was a kind of a fun ride. This time around, people were like, oh, you should come back and do DC.
Mm.
Bear with me just one moment.
I'm waiting, Mason.
Yeah, I can tell.
I can say this, though. I've listened to it and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because I was like, well...
there's some great Nicolas Cage Superman stuff. And not just about his role where he nearly was Superman.
Yeah.
Like his comic collection.
Yeah, because the idea was people were like, why don't you come back and do DC? And I'm like, okay, cool. That would be... The history of DC is probably just as interesting as the history of Marvel. So, and it kind of isn't.
Yeah.
But in researching it, I found an interesting article by a guy called Sandro Contenta, which is called Superman, Everyone Wants a Piece of His Legend, which is sort of about DC Comics and Superman and a fun little wrinkle to do with Action Comics number one.
Absolutely.
And it's a really good article. And I'm like, I should talk about that and DC and all that sort of stuff. And it's good fun.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Well done, Mason.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it a lot. All right. I'm just going to drag this down for a second, if you don't mind.
Please.
Just bring it down a notch. Ron Glass passed away.
Oh, he did too.
Yeah, 71?
Yeah, so people would know him from... That's a reasonable age, but not for Hollywood.
No.
So people would know him from Firefly.
Yep.
He's...
Shepard.
Shepard.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He's done a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, it kind of surprised me. I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't even... What? Like,
right? Yeah.
And I'm not sure if there's any information on his passing, but yeah, he's obviously a guy that will be missed. Yeah, that really sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know what doesn't suck? The next piece of news.
Oh no. There's an Alien Covenant poster.
Oh, all right. I didn't see any of the Alien, the original poster.
Yeah.
I just saw a lot of parodies that people sent
to
me.
Like
there
a
was
Toy
a Woody
Story
one,
line,
the Toy Story one, and there's some other ones.
Although I just showed it to you from across the room on my phone.
Yep.
And that's all the kind of information you needed. Like it's just an alien's face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it, right?
From context clues. Yeah. From context clues. People were like, oh, this is an Alien Covenant poster. Here's the parody. I went, oh, it's probably an alien's face.
Yeah,
I imagined it in my mind, and then it was exactly what you showed.
It had a greener tint than you may have expected.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But other than that.
Does that mean we're finally going to get actual aliens in this?
Yes, that's the idea.
This thing, or are we not, though?
Which what might be Sigourney Weaver's mother in this movie, potentially. Alan Ripley's mother, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that's a rumor. I really hope that's not the case, but I bet it is.
Oh, it will be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it... But we've talked about this before. It works in the Alien Isolation video game. It's because Ripley's daughter is the protagonist in that. Did I say protagonist right?
You said no protagonist.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And she's actively searching out what happened to her mother.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But there is no connection. Like at the start of Alien, Ripley's not like, this is a similar thing to what happened to my mother.
Exactly. She's not like, the only reason I ever went out into space is because my mother encountered some weird alien stuff and everyone said I was crazy, but here I am. Going out into space.
You don't even know she's the main character till like 90 minutes into that movie.
For the first 89 minutes, you think it's a weird robot made of ball bearings and milk. But it isn't.
It's not. Mm. Yeah. That
movie should be called Robot filled with ball bearings and milk. Because that's
agree.
The scariest part of that movie.
Absolutely it is. Yeah.
It's in it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. But
just goes to sleep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, in a weird pipe thing. Anyway, that's a great movie though. I love it.
Yeah.
But the release date for Alien Covenant has moved from August to May 19th. They've moved it up.
Ooh.
Which is good.
Very confident.
Apparently, there's going to be two Davids, because
that was Fassbender's.
Fassbender's what guy? Yeah.
One that's just a head.
Yes.
And one that's just a body. They're running around trying to meet for the whole movie. They're always missing each other at train stations.
I think he gets his head sewn back on.
Great.
Because do they recover his body? Maybe they don't at the end of Prometheus. We should watch Prometheus and do a commentary and make fun of
it.
You've seen it, obviously.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
But no, at the end, he's just a head in a bag.
Yeah.
And she's like, time to get on with this. But she's not coming back, that actor.
No, she is.
Oh, she is.
There
okay.
was a rumor that she wasn't, but she will appear. So, yeah.
Bullet dodged.
Yeah, I'm still...
Missed at the train station.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't been reading a lot on it because I kind of want to be surprised. At least until I see this trailer and break it down and ruin it for everybody and myself.
Great.
But my understanding is it's David's up at this paradise and they all arrive and they're like, this is a paradise. And he's like, it is a paradise, or is it?
Ooh. You know, that kind of thing. I get it. Yeah.
So... No, I am looking forward to it. I think if the script's tight, it'll be good.
Is it an alien paradise?
I've no idea.
Because it's weird. The alien universe, like, there's all these pockets. And there's some, it's like this super high-tech kind of paradise situation.
An alien paradise.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just like a dirty old ship with 1970s computers in it.
Yeah, it looks like the inside of a submarine, like a Soviet-era submarine or something. Yeah. Anyway, are you looking forward to it?
Yes.
Me too.
Will it be good? Probably not.
No, look, I think it's all dependent on the script. I think Ridley Scott is a good director if he has a good script. And he hasn't been getting good scripts of late.
Well.
Except for The Martian, which I enjoyed.
Do you think he's overconfident? Maybe that's why it's been pushed forward. See, you would think that it's been pushed forward to May because they're like, well, it turned out it was great. We don't need to reshoot anything. Everything's turned out fine. But maybe Ridley Scott's like, this is perfect. Put it out there. And they're like, wait, but what about putting in some special effects? And he's like, I won't hear of it. Put it out there. People are going to use their imaginations. I'm an auteur.
Look, it's very likely that that's the situation. We'll find out on May 19th.
Great.
Star Trek news, Mason. We're still in space, if you can believe it. Michelle Yeoh, she's joined the cast of Star Trek Discovery, which is the new CBS series.
But it's moved to Netflix?
I got that information because I knew you'd ask. I didn't know you'd ask, but I wanted to convey this anyway. Each episode will air on Netflix 24 hours after release.
Cool.
So normally Netflix dump all the episodes at once. I'm not aware of a show where it airs and then it goes straight to Netflix and then you wait a week. That's not really a Netflix model, but I like it.
Does it on Stan.
You and your Stan, aren't you? A bloody fan of it, mate.
Fan.
Anyway, Michelle, I think that's a great choice. She's great. Yep.
We don't know if she's the captain.
I think that's the assumption.
Yeah, because we don't have any other cast listed.
No, she's the first.
You would think they'd go
and maybe the only.
First.
Yeah.
It's
a prequel, and it was in the days of you just had a captain. That was it.
That's right.
Solo mission. That's how it went.
What if they went the other way? What if they were like, okay, janitor first, Michelle Yeoh's the janitor, and then they move up.
They cast thousands of people.
Yeah, vending machine technicians.
Right.
That's Red Dwarf
That's
style.
Red Dwarf, yep. Mm-hmm. Did you end up finishing Red Dwarf, new season?
No.
Wasn't a fan? There were some good episodes in it.
Yeah, it didn't grab me, though.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
It didn't grab me enough to keep coming back. I'm not against it. It's just going to go on my pile of stuff that I'll get to when I've gotten through literally everything
else. Right, gotcha. Okay, fair enough then. Mm. New Mutants. There's an animatic...
Oh, we're back on Earth.
Yes, we're back on Earth finally. There's a new animatic which you couldn't get to play.
No.
Because it was in a weird website.
So you're going to have to... So we're going... It's not a trailer.
No.
It's one removed from a trailer. It's an animatic.
Yes.
And we're one removed from that because you're going to have to explain to me what happened in it.
So it's a mutant with a sword and a dragon on her shoulder and she fights a giant bear.
Nice.
And looking at it, I'm like, I don't care for animatics, but this will look incredible.
A live
like
action.
Fully realized.
Okay,
yeah. She flips over it and runs through, you know, one of those like hospital bridges between two hospitals?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It, like barrels through one of them. It's like clawing inside the building.
Cool.
It's Demon Bear, as we discovered before the show. Someone I've never heard of. But no, I'd watch a giant bear fight a girl with a sword and a dragon.
At this point, I would probably watch anything in the X-Men universe that is a departure from just a big...
People in black suits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just give us the costumes and have them fight a giant bear. That's fine.
I agree. Oh. Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Although we have had a bear in an X-Men movie before.
What?
X-Men Origins.
Oh, no. The Wolverine.
The Wolverine, okay.
Yeah, Wolverine kills it. Maybe it's the revenge of the bear.
Maybe it's the revenge of... Thank you, good.
Good stuff. All right, Mason. Yeah, and good. You know what? It didn't blow me away, but I'm like, this I can see how this will be really good. Also, I've never seen this in an X-Men movie. So great.
Yeah.
I'm 100% on board.
We're getting magic. We're getting Wolfsbane.
Yeah, Wolfsbane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
it's no werewolf Captain America, but it'll do.
Yeah, for now.
Yes.
I mean, we'll get around to it, won't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's at some point. If only like a cut, it'll be a cutaway like in a Avengers movie, or it might be a throwaway reference on like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something.
Right, right.
Like they're just like, remember when Captain America was a werewolf?
And I'll never say it, and it'll just pass me by. Yeah. Do you want some updates on the Highlander movie?
Yes. Am I aware that there is another Highlander movie coming
Ryan Reynolds was going to do it for a while. It kind of didn't happen.
Huh.
And now John Wick director, the other director, the one who's not doing Deadpool 2, Chad Stahelski, he's going to do it. What do you think of that?
Great. I'll see another Highlander movie.
We'll find out who's the better director.
Won't we though? Yeah.
Yeah. So would you... I don't think this is a... The last I heard of this is that it's not a sequel, it's a reboot.
That's fine.
You kind of have to.
They're all reboots.
It's done.
I mean, well, that's the thing. Like Highlander, Highland, because the Highlander movies are and TV shows are of such wildly varying quality.
No,
and
because,
because they're all so unconnected seemingly. Yeah. Highlander apologists on the internet are always like, they make sense if you assume they all take place in a different universe.
Well, I don't assume that.
They still don't make that much sense, but yeah, they kind of have to be a reboot at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should just point this out. This is a new mic and it's standing on the table, so I don't know how this is going to sound. So if it's all wobbly and jangly,
But you were very upset before
that. It's different and
that's
I don't
probably
like
what threw you off at the start.
Very true. Mm-hmm. It's kind of obscuring my view. I don't know where to put it.
If he's put a real cool, clean opening like intro to this.
No, I haven't.
Just to be clear.
I fucked it up.
We had fun.
Yeah. Good stuff. Just a bit of Star Wars news, Mason, if you don't mind.
What else is happening in this Highlander movie? Do we have any
that's
other
it, that's all we
details?
Know. Okay. I'm fairly certain it's the Connor McCloud
story. Look, it's
one
of those things that I love the concept of. First movie was...
I like it. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's good. It was
the
all its time.
Sword fighting's kind of shit. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah. And 4 is pretty good, and I like some of the TV series, but I would like to see a really good one-off. Like the Star Trek reboot.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they only make one, and it's good. I'd like to see that.
No, they'll make one and then they'll try and make 5.
Yeah.
Like that's what they'll do.
Well, we got 5 good ones last time, did we? I'm an auteur. No, just putting it out here. People can imagine the sword fights. Well, we won't show them, we'll tell them.
Can you tilt that a little bit towards me?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go, it's better.
Nice.
It's a bit better. Great, good. I'm glad you're pleased, mm-hmm. I guess.
Very much so.
Also,
what kind of swords are you going to wield? Katana.
A big
it's always
one.
A katana.
A big one, a big bloody katana. It's also got that thing that's in every 80s sci-fi slash action slash magic movie.
Is it homophobia?
There's a lot of that. Yeah, there is that scene, isn't there? What, do you want to go on a date?
We'll kill you! A bit of that.
I was going to say that blue cartoon lightning that's in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in a way, blue energy cannot in Hollywood cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be changed in form.
That's true.
So in the 80s, it was lightning just flying everywhere.
Correct.
And now it's a beam of light shooting out of something.
That's true. Mm. And in the early 2000s, it was in James Bond. It was a suit that shot electricity.
That's
or something.
Right. Yeah.
Remember that? They
tried to finally contain it.
Not possible.
Suit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Star Wars, Mason. You remember Josh Trank was going to do a Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
We talked about it. He's back on Trank.
He is back on Trank.
We missed it, but he's got another gig.
Coming attractions. Thank you to whoever came up with all the names for those.
I can't remember what it is. That's old news, but he's back. I'm good on him because I think he should have another shot because, I mean, he kind of ballsed up that Fantastic Four movie. Yeah. I don't think that was entirely his fault. I've talked about this before, but he kind of, the way he conducted himself, if you want to get another gig, maybe just shut your mouth.
Right, sure.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. His movie has been confirmed that it was a Boba Fett film.
You know what? At the same time, though, if he'd said nothing and this movie had come out and it was total garbage.
Yeah.
Then would he get another gig?
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. Yeah.
So maybe he shouldn't have. Maybe what he actually did was the correct thing to do. Because, I mean, if he that movie was the worst thing.
It was so bad.
If he'd come out and been like, well, I'm really proud of this one, but everybody would have been like, why are you proud of this one? It was so bad.
Yeah, and he would have had to defend a movie that he didn't make. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Mm. Keep doing what you're doing, Trank.
I don't know,
buddy.
Because it's the kind of thing where do you hire a guy who's burnt everything to the ground or is a yes man?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
What? What do you do? You know what I mean?
Damned if you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I prefer the burn everything to the ground guy. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so it's Boba Fett. Actually, I did a video this week, Mason. You'd be interested in it.
Oh, yeah,
some
cancelled
Star Wars projects. I talk about this a little bit there. But basically, they'd made a concept kind of trailer that they were going to show at Star Wars Celebration 2015. Mm-hmm. That was the same time they showed the Rogue One concept trailer.
Okay.
Do you remember that? It was just like forest and then you see the Death Star and then there's like a brief battle. It won't be in the movie, but it's just kind of like, this is the kind of tone we're going for. They apparently had one.
We're thinking about giant space stations that shoot lasers. We're thinking about battles. What do you reckon about that? I mean, it's a bit left field for Star Wars, but give it a whirl. What do you?
People might be on board.
They're clapping. Okay, good. We did it. We did it, everyone.
They clap at everything. Mm-hmm. But he got let go/fired/shown the door. It's, you know, fired. I think he got, yeah. He got fired. But
you can still see his fingernail markings on the doorway as they tried to do that to drag him out by security.
Yeah, but so it was all ready to go and he was going to get up in celebration and then and talk about it. But then a couple of weeks after that, well, he said he had the flu and then he dropped out.
Mm.
And off the back of this, it's
I've got the rage flu. It makes me enraged all the time. I argue with people nonstop. It's all the bickering. I'll fight you. I have the flu. It's not my fault I have the flu.
On the back of this, it seems like they rescheduled everything and now we're getting the Han Solo movie and they've kind of shelved the Boba Fett movie for now.
Mm.
I don't really want to see either, like the Han Solo or Boba Fett. Like, right. On surface value, like if you're like, which one do you want to see? I'd be like, something else than either of those.
Well, you want the Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, I do. Or something else.
Yep.
But I just thought that was interesting that was kind of confirmed. But yeah, maybe check out that cancelled Star Wars thing, Mason, if you want. It's below.
I'm
with that other shit that I've mentioned. There's also a new Rogue One trailer. Let's not really spoil anything from it because it's the fifth or something like that.
Too many trailers.
I agree.
And this one kind of, without going into it too much, there's some stuff in the previous trailers where I'm like, I wonder what this particular action, where it'll turn up, where it'll end up. And they just show us.
Yeah, I know, right?
There's a joke in there that's kind of fun, but it kind of also threw like an action beat under the bus. We know where that's going to go.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know, man.
No, I don't like it. But again,
in fact, there's two action beats in some of the previous trailers where I'm like, how's this gonna wind up? And we know now.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
the one
right.
thing they haven't revealed. And you were saying, I said, oh, this is gonna be the last one. And you said, I don't think it will. I think there'll be another one.
Yeah.
There's the bit where we've seen it in numerous trailers where our Jyn Erso is running down sort of a gantry.
Yeah.
And his TIE fighter comes up.
God, I hope they don't ruin that.
I think they will. I reckon in the last one, the hatch is going to open and be like, it's me, Darth Vader. Thought you were going to get away, but no. No, no, no. He's going to waggle his finger accusatorily.
Great. I would love. This is what they do. But you know what? These trailers, they're not for me and you.
Or he's going to be like, hop in because you're evil. We've revealed that you're evil through the course of the film. Get on board. We're going to go and shoot Luke Skywalker out of his trench run. Get in, buddy. We're mates. Revealed. And yes, I'm aware it's a different TIE fighter.
Mason.
He switches over later.
The sure, yeah.
For the better one.
Or it gets like hammered. It's like
maybe.
Gets caught in like a weird tube.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't for us. This is for people who haven't seen any of these. Do you know what I mean?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I feel it. This is marketing ramping up. It's less than a month away.
Who hasn't seen one of these trailers at this point, though?
I think there'd be a fair amount of people.
Huh.
Yeah. And I've had messages from people going, because I said there are people that still don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had messages from people going, yeah, no, I went to the movies with a friend and they're like, why is Jyn being recast? What is this kind of thing? Like, because they think it's Rey or whatever.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Huh. And as you said, who cares?
Right.
Like, as long as you get it. Like, you don't care.
I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care. Shush in the, shush in the theater.
But it is tracking for 130 million opening.
Maybe what I should do is I should have, when I go into the cinema, like a whole bunch of flyers that say this is a prequel on them. And then I hear the first person go, what's Darth Vader doing back? Why is Darth Vader still alive? I just flick him in the air. I'm like, it's a prequel to everyone. Shut up. Then people will be quiet. I don't know.
Depends when you go.
If you go early, all the nerds.
If you go with if you go with Star Wars fans, they're generally pretty good. You know what? They cheer too much and they laugh too much.
That's true.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's better than somebody going, who's what? Hey, what?
Yeah.
Like, I prefer that. Mm. So someone having a fun time, I'm okay with that. Mm. Yeah, so it's tracking for $130 million. But that may be also, Mason, because they've finally revealed that Jimmy Smits is in the movie. They showed a picture.
He's back.
He looks just like him.
Senator Organa.
How do you think they've aged him up? Guess. How'd they do it?
The natural passage of time.
Well, but like in the movie, what signifies, what do they do to age somebody up?
Oh, grey beard? Grey temples. Very good. Okay, I was close.
Yeah, I think there is some grey in the beard. I'll pay that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Great.
Great.
If you don't mind, Mason, I'm going to stay in the world of space. I went back up there and you didn't even notice, but we're still there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Legendary have acquired the rights to Dune.
Ooh.
Now,
Legendary, of course, acquired Dracula.
Did they?
Dracula Untold. That's legendary.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
For a possible movie or TV project.
Ooh.
How does that fare in your line of work?
Dune.
Have you seen the original?
Yeah.
And?
Look, It's a real slog, but yeah. those personal force field effects are very good.
All right, even for the 80s.
Yeah,
is there blue lightning?
Incredible for the 80s. All right,
then.
I can't recall there being any blue lightning, no.
I don't believe that.
Maybe in the gullet of the sandworm.
Sure. I've never seen it because it looks shit.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
And really long. Also, I heard that when people would go to the cinema originally, they would give them like a pamphlet and be like, this is the world of Dune, and then like explain it to you before you see the movie.
Ooh.
It'd be like your Star Wars prequel pamphlets that you bring in.
There's a guy at the door and he's got the pamphlets.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say anything, but there's someone who's like, "What's how do those two characters know each other?" He's like, "Here's your references."
Are you a fan of the source material? Because there's a lot of people who love...
I've never gotten through a Dune novel.
Okay, fair enough.
But I did enjoy Dune 2, The Building of a Dynasty, which is the real-time strategy game.
All right, then.
It's like Command & Conquer.
Okay, then.
It's real good.
From the 90s, I assume.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, I'm okay with that. Mm. I remember that game, actually. Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, because...
You pick a team?
David...
Atreides, Harkonnen, Ordos, which I don't think were in any of the movies.
Okay, sure.
Where they're from.
Was the guy from Sex and the City... in it?
No.
What's his Trey? He's in the original.
I don't think Trey was in it, no.
No, he wasn't?
No.
Because he's the chosen one or whatever, isn't he? He shows up at the end riding a worm and they're like, look, it's fucking, what's his face?
It's that guy from Sex and the City. Yeah. His dick doesn't work. Was that his
face? That's that guy, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. David Lynch did it, right?
Yes.
He nearly did Return of the Jedi, and when he went and looked at the concept art, he saw like the Ewoks and everything and whatever, and he got a splitting headache and he left. He was like, I took it as an omen.
Right.
I would have loved a David Lynch Return of the Jedi. You kidding me? Is it a Dune? Which I haven't seen. It's probably terrible.
But what if he put all his Dune... What if it was a real long, boring one?
I don't think he could.
He put all his Dune sensibilities, really?
Because it would have been him... Anybody working off George Lucas with a specific vision, I think that's a good combination of things.
I think maybe then it would never have happened.
Okay.
I think maybe we would have fallen apart midway through, and then Lucas would have just come in and been like, yeah, make it exactly the same.
Well, that's pretty much what happened. Mm. Well, like Richard Marquand, who directed Return of the Jedi, he did... But a lot of that stuff, Lucas pretty much directed Return of the Jedi.
Right, okay.
Yeah, anyway. It's neither here nor there. I'm glad they're moving forward with it. But really, I don't... Whatever.
Dune.
Mm. With a J. Like June. Like the month.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay, good.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Hey, last bit of news, Mason, if you don't mind me coming back to Earth.
Finally, head's been in the bloody clouds forever.
It's a bit of video game news. There seems to be confirmation that Warner Brothers Montreal, who did the Arkham Origins game.
The not as good one.
Yeah, but in hindsight, really good boss battles compared to the last one.
Okay.
Yeah, with Damian Wayne as Batman.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm interested in that. I don't think this is a property that Warner Brothers would be ready to. Like, they'd be like, this makes a lot of money. Like, even if Rocksteady doesn't want to make one, I'd still imagine they'd like, just Assassin's Creed this year. Just
so this is going to be set in the future.
10 years after.
It's not going to be set now and Damian Wayne's in like a really oversized bat costume.
I would love that.
With flappy sleeves because they're way too long.
No, it's a future endeavors and whatnot.
Okay, great. Yeah.
What do you think?
Good. I would like to see. I enjoy any kind of future variation of
Batman comics. Yeah.
Yes.
Kid things. In a big flappy suit?
Definitely. Yeah, well, okay. Actually, I'll start the whole sentence again. I was never a fan. I left an edit point, but I know you're not going
to edit it. Nah, I'm going to leave it in.
Yeah, good. I was never a huge fan of Damian Wayne, the character.
Yeah.
I find him mostly very irritating. Mm. But recently I read the first issue of the new Teen Titans. And now he's a teen and not an irritating tween. I quite like him a lot.
Sure.
And also the new suit looks good.
Okay then.
But I also like future versions because normally he's made some sort of deal with the devil of some kind to safeguard Gotham City. Yeah. Like there was a version of him back when DC had Hypertime where he made a deal with the devil and now he had like a super healing factor. Like he was... Bullets would just go right through him.
Okay.
Sold his soul to the devil to safeguard Gotham City. Like he's taken Bruce Wayne's vow to protect everyone way too far.
Right.
Which I enjoy.
It's hard to live up to your dad's legacy, isn't it?
That's right. Especially when he's Batman.
Especially when he's Batman. All right, Mason, before we talk about the thing that I'm going to make you do today.
Great. Yep. I'm looking forward to whatever it is.
We're sort of starting a podcast network, or the early days of...
We're giving it a whirl.
Giving it a whirl.
Giving a bash. Giving That's it right. a good old Aussie try.
You know it, mate.
Which is to say, not try very hard.
That's right.
Or either not try very hard and it doesn't work, or work really hard, pretend like you haven't done any work, and then if it works, you're like, well, I didn't even try. And then if it does work, you're like, yeah, I'm the best.
That's right. It's called Planet Broadcasting, and if you can follow along to see what's happening at Planet B Casting, because you can't fit Planet Broadcasting into
too many
a Twitter handle. Mm-hmm. The first podcast that's kind of jumping on board is Filthy Casuals, which is what we've talked about. We've talked about it the last kind of month.
That's right.
Leading up.
You thought we were doing that because we liked them. They're
well,
friends of ours.
Well, it started like that.
No, they are actually. That's true, yeah.
And then we
feel we wouldn't get anybody on board who we don't know and we've worked with before.
Yeah,
and that
exactly.
Kind of thing, so.
And the idea is to kind of build up and kind of build it's like a small network of like Australian podcasts.
Yeah. That we think are good and we think a lot of people would enjoy
yeah.
if they got around to hearing them. But sometimes yeah. there are a lot of podcasts that sort of disappear, even though they're great, because
yeah.
people just haven't found a place to listen
That's
to
right.
them. So
one of the reasons that ours has kind of done as well as it is doing currently.
Because we promised to pay everyone who listens.
That's right.
I said I'd give everybody $50.
In 10 years.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But it's because I've got the YouTube channel and, you know, so many times a month, like my mention in a video.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So that kind of perpetually kind of gets listeners on board. And then obviously people tell other people also, so it just kind of grows. And a lot of people in Australia kind of don't have that platform.
That's true.
Like there's big podcasts, but we're in a position where we can kind of help out some people. So we thought, why don't we do that for a bit?
Yeah.
And so we're going to do one, see how that goes, and then maybe end up doing a handful. Mm, maybe do 50 eventually.
Yeah, great.
Probably not, though. But it's just something we just thought we'd give it a go. And
we'll do so many that we forget sometimes they're on our network. That's what
right.
we're going to do, yeah.
Exactly. If you follow that Twitter handle, at @PlanetBcasting, all the kind of relevant information there mm-hmm. is also... And it's my partner who's kind of, she's headlining the whole thing, isn't she? It's
yeah, not, that's right.
Like we're loosely involved, but it's mostly me going, yeah, whatever you want, man. Because she's big on kind of...
telling you what to do.
Yeah, she is. But she's big on like getting artists paid for their work as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's right.
And because a lot of times people kind of do stuff and you've experienced this knowing comedians, it's expected that they just do it because they love it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of bullshit.
Yeah,
do
it for the exposure.
Yeah.
No good.
So we're trying to kind of do the opposite of that, where hopefully you'll get some exposure and then from that advertising revenue and whatever. So and people can kind of make a go of it and they can be as successful as us, Mason.
In this spare room.
Yeah. In that I still have to do the YouTube thing and you still have to work a full-time job. We'll take it, Mason.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's all worth it to hang out in this man cave. Oh, which reminds me, can you put our on-air sign on?
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
It's okay.
We got this, don't we? It's good. If this ruins my new microphone situation, Mason, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay.
Is that on?
No. Now it's on.
Now it's actually recording.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh good.
All right.
Starting again. Here we go.
Here we go. Okay. Mason, Moana, Disney's Moana. Do you say it like that?
I've literally never said it out loud, but if I did...
Moama. Have you ever been there?
No, I've never been to Echuca or Moama. I don't
really?
Know.
I had family up there. No. Yeah.
But I have listened to the Echuca Moama Sound Machine song.
And?
Teenage Mullet Fury.
Sure. So. I once went paintballing there as well once.
Oh, yeah.
Just hated it. All right. Disney's Moana.
Yes.
It had a big box office weekend, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's because it's a Disney bloody animation. Maybe because The Rock's in it and he's playing a variation on himself where he's a god.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of godlike, isn't he?
In a way.
In real life. Why is he so big?
In a way, it's kind of a step down. Yeah. He's a god.
That's exactly it. I thought this week, to round out the year, because we're kind of winding up for, you know, to mm-hmm. how things are going, and we promised that we'd talk about Disney movies. But the problem is, you've barely seen any Disney movies.
Name a classic Disney movie? I haven't seen it.
And you hate Pixar.
I wouldn't say I hate Pixar. You know what I hate? I hate sad movies where people... Wait, you know what? I hate sad movies, the purpose of which is to give a child a really heavy-handed moral lesson, and they have to be sad for most of the movie, and then it gets a little bit happier towards the end. And that's every Disney movie.
Yeah, fair. Okay. All right. I can't really argue with that.
Yeah.
So what I thought we'd do today, I've got...
I like a fun movie where people have a fun time. That's what I like.
Like Porky's.
Yeah, like Porky's. Revenge of the Nerds.
Animal House.
Police Academies 1 through 7.
Exactly. All these things. But so what I thought to do is try and... I've got 5 Disney movies here.
Yes.
Most of them animated. None of them 3D animated.
Okay.
I thought we'd save that for another day.
Uh-huh.
Classic Disney tales
uh-huh.
that I'm going to try and convince you
yes.
that you have to see.
Okay.
All right?
Now, before we get started,
yes.
how many of these follow my... description of a Disney movie that I've just done, which is they're kind of sad and there's a heavy-handed moral lesson and it's kind of a bunch of misery for 90 minutes.
That's something we could address maybe
great
movie to movie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I just want to say this up top. Fuck all that old stuff. Like the stuff from between like the 30s and 40s up until like the late 80s.
Oh, no Steamboat Willie.
None of that.
Huh.
No like old Cinderella, Snow White, Pinocchio.
Dumbo?
None of that.
You know what? Dumbo, I think, was literally the last one of these movies I saw.
Okay. Because
I'm like, oh, he's...
You liked The Crows, didn't you, in it?
No. I didn't like any of it. He's trapped on a train.
Do you remember when
he's
they...
Little...
Do you remember when they make him jump off the...
Just fly about and fight crime, mate. You've got the fly. You can fly. You got it.
From memory, that's a terrifying movie. Remember he has the acid trip?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And they all go to a weird realm where they get punished for just being, just for existing. You know what I mean? Pinocchio, he's bloody cursed.
Don't the crows make him jump off a really high tree?
Probably.
With a feather? I'd be like, you can fly.
Is that an awful thing? Then they probably made him do it and made children watch that.
Great. So I'm skipping all that. The only one I would say you'd probably enjoy is Robin Hood with the fox, and he's Robin Hood. And remember he goes to the archery tournament and he's pretending he's a big legged bird. And he's like,
nope.
He's accidentally being really good at archery.
Nope.
It's a good movie, mate.
Is it? Is that because you have a thing for the weird fox maid Marian?
That's not. We talked about this, and no, but that is a thing. I'm not one of the. I'm not. It's not really my thing, to be honest. Cartoon animal ladies.
Yep.
Look, man, like what you like. What are we doing? Okay, so the first one I want to kick off with, it's a classic.
We'll see.
The Lion King. Have you ever seen The Lion King?
No.
I'm not going to be that guy.
Please, don't do it. Contextually, I'm aware of what The Lion King is.
Let me just ask you this. How have you not seen The Lion King?
Just never got around to it.
But you were a kid when that came out.
What year did it come out?
94.
What else came out in 94? I was watching all of that sort of stuff.
True Lies?
I was probably watching True Lies. True Lies is great.
Yeah, True Lies is great.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's why I have a thing for sexy anthropomorphic, what's that lady's
Jamie
name?
Lee Curtis's?
Jamie Lee Curtis's, yeah.
Or the other one?
Tom Arnold's.
Who's the other lady in that? The
Eliza
evil lady.
Eliza Dushku's in it.
Oh, she is too, but she's like 14 in that. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are we doing? So, have you ever seen the opening at least? With like the amazing, incredible...
Hey,
yeah, all that.
Yeah, I've seen, I'm aware of it. Look, I feel I've seen enough clips from it that I get it.
Okay. Well, how about this?
Yes.
I normally make you do this for movies that you've seen.
I have seen.
But what do you think the story is of The Lion King?
You know what? Good. I'm normally like, ugh, what's the plot? But you know what? I'm going to give this a good, confident go.
Great.
There's a lion.
Yeah.
And he's already the king.
Yeah, which one though?
Not the main one. Right. But because all Disney characters need a parent to die.
Yeah.
They all need to be orphans.
Yep.
Because why would you have a kid have a happy childhood?
Can't
have it. All right, so.
But you build empathy into the
there's
story.
There's a dad lion, I assume, and a mother lion.
That's his name, yeah.
Dad lion and mum lion.
Yep.
And they're the royalty.
Yeah.
They're the king and queen of the
Correct,
lions.
Yep.
Of the whole bloody jungle.
Yeah.
Kings of the
Pride
queen
Rock.
Of the jungle. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Lion King. Future Lion King.
Right.
Little lion.
Do you want me to stop you or if you're wrong or right or just you just do it?
Say I'm hot or cold.
You're doing well. I'll right. stop you if you're way off. How about
okay.
that? Yeah.
There's another lion called Scar.
Yeah.
When does he get the scar?
That's a really good question. There's a Lion King.
Does the dad give him the scar?
No, they're brothers.
Uh-huh.
But there's a backstory where he wasn't called Scar and
he's called Taka.
Is that
know
true?
That's a thing that
How
I know.
How do you know that?
That's a thing. It came up on like bloody Facebook or something.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, there you go.
Yeah.
So, and then what happens?
And then Scar wants to be the Lion King,
right?
I assume.
Yeah.
And then so he kills the mum and the dad.
He kills one of them, but yeah.
The dad?
Yep.
What happens to the mum? Does she die on her own?
No.
Does she die of sadness?
He takes over the pride.
Oh.
And spoiler alert. For the Lion King, I guess. And Simba's fault.
There's more of us out there, James. We all haven't seen the Lion King, right?
Simba thinks that it's his fault.
Oh.
Because.
Is there a fire? I'm thinking of Bambi. And Bambi's mother's killed in a fire.
Just to
teach children a lesson about.
Getting caught in a forest fire.
Don't let your mother ever leave your sight because she'll die in a forest fire. Take that with your kids forever.
So Simba. Runs away into exile.
Oh.
And Scar thinks that he's dead.
Yep.
And so Scar takes over and he ruins the kingdom. Uh-huh. And then Simba has to come back and reclaim the Lion King. DVD.
Great.
Combo pack.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm. You got it. That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those movies where if you get an opportunity to see this at the cinema, which you won't.
I won't.
You absolutely should.
Maybe it'll be on at the Astor or something.
Would you see the new one though? The Favreau one? The live action one? Like, they're going to Jungle Book it?
I guess.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I will have to go with some people. I'll have to go with literally everyone I know who loves The Lion King. And
right.
Be like, oh my God, how good is this? And I'll be like, I don't, all right.
Yeah, I'm skeptical that the new one will work.
Uh-huh.
Because I genuinely think it's one of the best movies ever made. Not just animated movies. I think it's one of the best movies.
Yeah.
And I think it's really, I know it's got a really powerful lesson about kind of, It's not just about your parent dying or whatever. It's about taking...
But that's a big part of it.
But it's taking responsibility and ownership and like stepping up.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And like standing your ground and that kind of stuff. Also, and just the animation itself is like it's over 20 years old now, but uh-huh. there is really seamless blends of CGI and hand-drawn animation.
Okay.
Like there's a bit where there's a wildebeest stampede.
Yep.
And they've just duplicated them on the computer screen. And that's something they hadn't... On the computer screen?
Well, I was going to let it go. I was going to let it go, but you brought it back.
But that's something that they couldn't do with yep. like the hundreds and hundreds that they did.
Uh-huh.
Also, Elton John does the soundtrack, which you can't...
Hey,
that's exactly right.
Thank you.
So I'd say the only real weak parts of it are Matthew Broderick as grown-up Simba. I don't love that choice.
Okay.
Because the grown-up Mufasa... Mm-hmm. is James Earl Jones. So it's like the original Lion King who gets
murdered. Sure, yeah.
The dad. And Jeremy Irons is Scar.
Mm.
It's like they're an amazing combination. And Matthew Broderick's kind of like, you know what I mean?
I do know what
so
you
I'd
mean.
Say if there is a flaw in it, it's that.
Yeah.
Also, he's the only American one.
Right.
He's the only American.
Didn't even adopt a British accent. No. How dare he?
Yeah.
Also, I know Timon and Pumbaa are in
it. And they're great also. Like it's got genuinely funny moments. Bloody Mr. Bean's the bird in it.
Oh, okay, right.
So, Whoopi Goldberg.
Somebody pointed out, a friend of mine, Stu, is a stand-up comedian, and he has a bit about, it's a new bit about the Lion King, and I'm going to spoil it for people now, that Timon and Pumbaa have also been cast out of there, right? They're out in the jungle? They're out in the bloody
yes,
whatever?
Yes, for their own reasons, yeah.
One of them stinks. The
one of them farts
stinks,
too much.
Farts too much. The other one has been cast out or whatever. He's the meerkat.
I don't know if they give a reason in the movie.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. He points out that in his bit, the only reason a meerkat is ever ejected from their group is if they eat their brother or sister's children. So that's the reason he's out.
You know what though? I was at the zoo not that long ago,
and a meerkat was eating another meerkat.
Yeah, well, I knew a guy who knew a guy who worked there,
uh-huh.
and so he kind of walked us through. It's like this kind of little...
All right, we all know people that work at the zoo.
Do we?
I do.
Who?
I'll tell you later.
All right, then, good.
Okay.
But we're like, oh, look at these meerkats, they're amazing.
Look, we can't give away all our zoo sources, can
That's
we?
That's true, yeah.
Because otherwise we'll get locked out of the zoo.
I bloody love the zoo, mate.
Yeah, right.
I'd go to the zoo every week. But no, he's like, nah, I hate them. They're grubby little pricks. They all cannibalize each other and they're horrible. They're horrible creatures. But you look at them and they're like, oh, they're like intelligent cats or whatever. But no, they're horrible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's an enclosure at the Royal Children's Hospital as well. There's like, give sick kids or whatever can go and see the bloody meerkats or whatever. See them, watch them eat each other.
So in conclusion, I'm not going to see this movie.
Really?
Look, give me the other four.
Okay.
Throughout the course of this, I'm going to pick one that I'm going to watch.
All right, fair enough. Gotcha. Good.
But so far, it's not this one.
Yeah.
Anything else? What else happens in that movie?
There's some good lion-on-lion fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And loving?
A little bit.
Ooh.
Not too much.
All right. Well, it didn't get you going like Bloody Maid Marian, did it?
There's a really emotional moment where Simba's being told, like, he's like, you need to, like, because there's a monkey in it, which is kind of like the priest kind of figure. You know, he holds him up on the rock.
Hey, I know.
Right, and he goes to find Simba because he realizes he's alive, and he's trying to like break it down for him that look, your father's dead, but you know he lives in you and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And there's this amazing scene where like the clouds roll in, and Mufasa's like in the cloud.
Yep,
and he gives him like a bloody talk.
Seen
You've seen
on
the Simpsons,
internet.
Right?
Yeah, right.
And he gives him a talking to. It's great. It's an amazing movie.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, I've spoiled most of it.
Yeah, clearly. It's too late for me. It's fine.
Yeah, you know what? It probably is.
Yeah.
It probably is. But you know what? It's something that... Could you steal a kid and go see it and then see it through their eyes, maybe?
Ooh, I guess.
Actually, I live Hold right near a school.
So you sure do.
You could just borrow a kid.
Great.
That's fine. Okay. So no on The Lion King.
So far, no.
Okay. How about this? If you don't want to see The Lion King, you can see Brother Bear... It's The Lion King, but with bears.
Is that really... Is that number two?
No.
Okay, good.
But you familiar with Brother Bear?
I'm aware of it.
Joaquin Phoenix gets turned into a bear.
Huh.
And he killed another
was
bear.
Was that during his period when he was slightly crazy for a while?
2003-ish.
Remember he turned into a bear?
No, yeah, I remember
And he went
that.
On Letterman as a bear.
As a bear,
that?
Yeah. And he mauled Letterman. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's why Letterman quit.
I think Brother Bear was kind of past the golden era that I'm kind of covering here.
Okay.
All right. Have you seen Aladdin?
No.
Have you seen the Sega Genesis game? It's really good. Or Mega Drive.
I'm sure I saw it in like a electronic gaming
it's side
or a
scrolling.
Game Pro.
It's really good, man.
All right. Do you There's get to be on the carpet?
Yes.
All right. Do you get to be the genie?
No.
Oh, well, wow. Not even a power-up that turns you into the genie?
I don't believe so. Also, there's a really good Lion King game on that era as well, where you start as little Simba, and then you grow as the levels progress, yeah. Anyway, Robin Williams is the genie, Mason.
Yep.
This was in the era...
Look, I've seen enough clips of that to be like, oh, I appreciate what he's doing there.
Sure.
But I've not seen it.
Is Good Morning Vietnaming everything, or and what?
Does he do any good... Does he do any reference? He does references from his other movies.
He does every reference of anything that's ever been... Like, there's I'd imagine there's hours of deleted stuff.
Oh, sure, right.
Because, like, he does, like, Jack Nicholson and whatever. And when you're watching this, you're like, who is this for?
Right.
Like, I think he does Bob Hope and whatever. It's obviously for the adults.
Yeah.
But that movie is worth it alone for his performance.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel. Anyway. But, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I went off Robin Williams movies, like, a lot of the later stuff that he did before.
After Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, probably. I mean, there's Good Will Hunting. There's some good stuff there. Mm. I even like him in Bicentennial Man.
Okay.
He gets turned into a robot. Or a robot turned into a man. Or
he does a good performance in that episode of Louie.
Yes, he does. That's a really good episode. Yeah, so also it does a thing that wasn't a big deal at the time, but I feel like they'd really hammer home what a big deal it is now.
Racism.
Well, there's a Middle Eastern princess. And at the time I was just like, it was nothing, but now I feel like you'd really see it in every blog to be like, look at this progression and blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. They just do it. It's just not a big deal. It's just like...
Maybe it was a big deal at the time.
I don't think so. I mean, I was a kid, but I don't remember it being a big deal. Okay. There's also a giant talking tiger cave.
Tiger cave.
Yeah, it's a big tiger face and it's like, get out of the cave!
Who voices that?
I don't know.
Is it
a real tiger?
I was going to say, is it Gilbert Gottfried?
He is in it.
Harvey Fierstein?
Gilbert Gottfried is the parrot in that movie.
Great.
Because there's... Okay, have you ever played Prince of Persia?
Yes.
It's that. There's an evil vizier, and he wants to take over the kingdom using magic, but in doing so, he wants to get the lamp. Oh, wait, what do you think the story of
Aladdin
is?
Well, I think there's probably an evil vizier, and he wants to take over the land, and he's got a lamp. And the lamp's got a genie in it.
He wants to get the lamp.
But
he can't get
lamp.
Into the tiger cave because he's not pure of heart. So
but Aladdin is.
Aladdin is.
Is Aladdin, if I can ask, is Aladdin pure of heart because his parents are dead?
He's an orphan, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a street urchin.
But you don't see him die, right?
No, he's maybe mid-teens, 20. Maybe.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So they died. He's had a lot of time to come to terms with their violent death when he was a real young kid.
Well, Mason, if you've watched the sequel, Aladdin Return of Jafar, but ignore that and move to the next one, Aladdin King of Thieves, meets up with his... Dad.
Dead dad.
No, alive dad.
What?
John Rhys-Davies voices him. It's actually a pretty solid movie. And because he's the head of the 40 Thieves.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so no, he's not an orphan, but yeah, let's say he was, really. I mean,
at least one of his parents is dead, right?
Yes.
Okay. God. Relief. Whew, I nearly had to reconsider all my previous preconceived notions there.
Right, right. But he's also a guy that because he's been living on the street, he aspires to better things and he has that heart of gold. Like, you steal a loaf of bread and then you like give it to lesser well-off orphans and whatever. Gosh. There's a lot of orphans in it. And then
as long as some people's parents are dead.
Yeah. Fine. And then he gets the opportunity of a lifetime and he comes across this genie who has modern 90s pop culture references. And the princess has to get married or she has to marry the evil vizier Jafar. So he rolls into town with this like... Amazing, because one of the wishes is that he makes him a prince and he's just got like dancing elephants. And
does somebody
and
do a rap?
I don't think there's a rap.
Wow.
Thank God. Yeah. You're thinking of Fern Gully, where Robin Williams plays the rat, the bat who does a rap. You seen Fern Gully?
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's pretty. It's all right. It's about the environment. What do you think of that?
I'm against it.
Sure. There's also a healthy mix of CGI, a little bit. It's probably a little bit more noticeable because it's earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a bit that where you follow the caves collapsing.
You'll
notice
my arms are crossed. I'm not.
I know, you're not impressed. There's lava crashing about in the bloody, and the magic carpet's going through.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of magic. You like magic, yeah? The vizier turns into a giant snake.
Oh.
What about that, Mason?
Is that his one trick?
No, he's got many tricks.
Ooh.
And if you want to know the ending, which I'll spoil for you right now.
If you could.
Aladdin... Because he gets hold of the genie, so he gets the three wishes. Uh-huh. And Aladdin tricks him, the only way to become the most powerful thing that he can be is it turn into a genie himself. But when he does that, then he can be trapped in the lamp.
Right. So he tricks the vizier.
Yes, that's what that's what happens.
Great.
No, that's not something he could have done. And then he shoots him.
All like, right. What do you mean? Throws a hand grenade down the snake's gullet.
That's right.
That.
Exactly. Easy. Yeah. Not interested, huh?
No.
What about for Robin Williams' performance?
Does it get a bit grating?
You know, I'm going to say no. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it in a while, but yeah, I think it's all right. Sure. Also, great soundtrack. All these have great soundtracks.
Yeah.
So, no. All right.
Okay, but I probably would rather... Oh, you know, I'm going to say Aladdin before I say The Lion King.
Really?
Because it's probably funnier.
Lion King's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Yeah. All right. But is it as funny as Aladdin?
I think The Lion King is a... I like Aladdin, but yep. The Lion King is better.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, The Lion King was supposed to be... Disney were ramping towards Pocahontas.
Oh,
which
sure.
I don't love. Pocahontas is okay. Uh-huh. But it was kind of like, we'll just bang out The Lion King.
Oh,
you know,
I'll
make a little bit of money or whatever. Yeah, but uh-huh. Pocahontas is our like flagship. Like we've got bloody Mel Gibson and it's about the, you know, the American culture and the starting starting days and whatnot.
Yeah. Is The Lion King based on something else in Disney's style?
Yeah, it's Kimba the White Lion.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, I want to say Macbeth. Sort of.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's why there's that Lion King sequel where...
Simba's Pride? No.
No, the one where Timon and Pumbaa are Guildenstern and Rosencrantz.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
And it shows what happens
the
in
The Lion King 1.5 or whatever it's called. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. This one, I got you on this one though, Mason.
All right.
Tarzan.
Which one?
The animated, the Disney one.
When did it come out?
98, I
haven't
say.
Seen it.
Okay, how about this? What's the story?
He's Tarzan. He's a baby.
It's Tarzan. You can have said
Tarzan.
It's Tarzan.
All right, cool. That's a relief because I didn't know where I was going to go after that.
It's the story of Tarzan. There's a few minor alterations, but essentially, he's left on the island with his family. His family are murdered by a jaguar.
Thank the Lord, somebody
or something
died.
Like that.
Family's dead. Great.
That's right. Good. Both of them. Mm-hmm. He's raised by apes.
Yep.
But in the newer one, at least, his family are killed by apes. But in this one, they're killed by a cheetah, and then the apes rescue him.
Well, because you'd always wonder as a kid if
which
your
one
parents
of these
were
pricks.
Killed. If your parents were killed by apes, you'd be like, "Are my parents killed by these apes? Am I being raised by these apes?"
Oh, okay, what about this?
Hey, ape mom, yeah. Did you kill any of my parents? So are
she
you
did
be
it.
My parents,
but like the head of the tribe or whatever did. Okay. Yeah, that's at least in the new Tarzan movie is actually okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like amazing, but
it's
solid, man.
I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah. What about this one?
All right.
But it's got a Phil Collins soundtrack.
Ugh. You know what? I like Phil Collins as a pop artist, but I don't like him as a soundtrack artist. That was very harsh to Phil Collins.
He's rich. He doesn't care.
He's got some great pop hits.
Yeah, sure.
I saw an interview with him and...
A better musician?
No, it was a rap. Yeah, it was, but it was a rap... who was it? It was Action Bronson.
Okay. Why were they together?
I don't know. They just seemed to get along.
Good on him,
like
mate.
A Vice interview, I think.
Was Phil Collins wearing a t-shirt and like an 80s sport coat? That's what he always seems to wear.
I don't think he even had the sport coat on. It's nice, like a black tee, I think.
Okay, do you like that Cabaret ad that they have in Australia where the gorilla plays the drums,
yes.
plays in the
yeah,
air tonight?
I do, yeah.
Imagine that, but Tarzan. It's a Tarzan ape.
Hello.
No, it's not in it. There is some drumming in it. Rosie O'Donnell's an ape in it. She's kind of bad. Maybe I shouldn't have picked this one.
You're not selling this at all.
Okay.
Yes.
It has some of the best, flat out the best hand-drawn animation you'll ever see. Like of all time. Like the jungle swinging effects and the because he's sliding through the trees or whatever. It's really incredible.
Could I just watch those on YouTube?
Yeah, you probably could.
Great.
Just type in Tarzan
best bits.
Cartoon parkour.
Oh, 1:45. There we go. The best bits.
Oh, yeah. That's all I had here. Really fantastic.
Okay, well, that's at number 3 at this point.
Gah.
Yeah.
I'm not doing well, am I?
No, it's fine.
This
was an uphill battle. I don't know how you ever thought you'd win this.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. I think I got you on this one, though. Disney's Maleficent. Take a classic...
The Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, take a classic Disney tale.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
I have not
take
seen
a classic Disney tale,
mm-hmm.
but imagine a dark reimagining where you... No, it's not that. It's shit. It's it's not shit. It's just... I think this was the kind of last gasp. Though they've done a few more since of like... Just make straight adaptations. Why are you doing dark reimaginings of, like, trying to make anti-heroes out of characters that are clearly terrible?
Right, uh-huh.
Like, what...
So, wait, this is a dark reimagining?
Yeah, but it's a prequel and...
Okay.
And whatever. And she gets a... There's a really heavy-handed rape metaphor.
Ugh.
Because she falls in love with this this prince.
Yeah, right, skip to the bit that I'm interested in. Are her parents dead?
We're not actually talking about this one. I'll be the real one.
Okay, right. Okay, good.
I just want to... But... And she's a woodland creature, and she's got wings.
Right.
And when she's asleep, he like violates her by cutting her wings off.
No good.
It's horrible.
Hmm.
And Chateau Copley is the king, and that's him.
Is he super wacky, Chateau Copley?
No, he's real serious, dead serious.
That's weird.
He's a dead serious man.
Huh.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what they were thinking, but in the spirit of just make a straight up adaptation, I've talked about this before. This is the only live action one I've got. Cinderella from last year is an incredible reimagining, retelling, just straight up great fairy tale story. It's just Cinderella, but it's just done really, really well. It's really well. Hayley Atwell's in it as Cinderella's mother.
Hello.
Who dies.
Back on board. Nice. Really back on board.
And her father also dies, so she's... Good. It's Cinderella. I don't need to explain the story. You don't need to explain it to you. You know it. Roughly, she has to go to the ball, the glass slipper or whatever.
Who are the... Who plays Cinderella?
I can't remember. Lily some...
Tomlin.
No. I can't remember what else is she in? I can't remember. She's good.
Uh-huh.
She nails it. It's got really excellent choreography and like set design.
Oh, in the ballroom dancing.
Yeah, the ballroom's incredible. And the direct, I'm not a fashionista like the way you are.
Uh-huh,
but
sure.
I think you would enjoy all the sweet kind of overcoats and whatnot going on. There's a lot of that business.
Okay.
Yeah. There's the richest man in Carth from Game of Thrones in it.
Oh, yeah.
There's also the King of the North, you know, Jon Snow's brother from Game of Thrones. Spoiler alert. He doesn't make it through, but he's the prince,
mm-hmm.
and he's a handsome enough fella to be a prince. And there's Cate Blanchett plays this evil stepmother.
Uh huh.
You love Cate Blanchett, right?
Do I? Do you?
Big Fish? You ever seen? No, Little Fish. It's really good. Big Fish is shit.
Little Fish is the drug one, right?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't like Cate Blanchett?
I'm not saying I'm against Cate Blanchett.
I don't even know where you're going with this, mate. She's in Thor Ragnarok. If that
sweetens the pot a little bit. Yeah.
No, she's amazing. And also, to cap it all off, Helena Bonham Carter plays like a witch.
So, yeah.
Which is
nice.
But a good witch.
Oh,
she's
twist.
a fairy godmother, so not really a witch.
Okay.
You know, and there's like, you know, she makes the pumpkin into the thing and whatever.
Oh, yeah, how's that look?
Looks great. Horses into bloody, you know, they change like mice into horses.
What you can transform mice into.
Yeah.
You can transform mice into horses. You can transform them into a man. But it's a man in a trench coat and it's just a whole bunch of disgusting rats all tied together.
I think you're thinking of the Rat King from Ninja Turtles.
I'm thinking of a Rat King.
I think those are a myth, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Do you want to explain what those are?
No.
Just a big ball of rats
that all their tails have been tied together. They've all been combined together with sewer muck.
Yeah.
Their tails being tied together. And then they just attack en masse. They're like a wave
work.
Of rats.
It wouldn't work.
Well.
You'd just be carrying dead rats. It'd just be... It just wouldn't work. Anyway. Also, it's directed by Kenneth Branagh, who did Thor.
Oh, all right.
So, there's any...
Is it funny?
Yeah, it's not, like, hilarious. But
it's a lot of sadness towards the
start. No, there's a little bit, but it's a lot of levity. And also, it's got a good lesson that her mother passes on to her. I love a good lesson.
You know what? I'm too old for lessons. I'm not going to learn anything ever again.
No, it's something like have courage and be kind, which I think is a really important lesson to... Give to a kid.
Keep calm and carry on. They all wear keep calm and carry on t-shirts the whole time.
But I think that's really important. Like, be brave, but don't be a dick.
Oh, yeah,
like,
nice.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
Eddie, how's that? How's Eddie that sound?
I'm going to put it at 3. Wait.
Okay.
2.
2. It's behind Aladdin.
Behind Aladdin, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. I thought I'd get you with a Kenneth Branagh thing.
Yeah, I know, right? He's really good, yeah.
All right.
Does he make an appearance?
No.
He doesn't swan about.
No, he doesn't. That's he could. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of Kenneth Branagh.
Right?
He could come in and swan about, but he didn't.
Yeah, that's true.
He chose not to be held back.
That's a director revealing his true power, I think. Is going to make a really obvious cameo appearance where everybody in the cinema points and goes, it's Kenneth Branagh, but then he chose not to.
Do you think people know Kenneth Branagh that way now?
Yeah, because he was in Harry Potter.
Yeah, one of them. Like 15 years ago or whatever it was.
Well, I think people have held on to that.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Kenneth Branagh. Don't get me wrong. I think he should have done the second Thor movie. It's a shame that he didn't. Well, he did this, so that's great. Good on him. Good on you, Kenneth Branagh. I love your work.
Is there any kind of weird technology that could be magic?
It's just magic.
All right.
It's just all straight up magic.
There's no laser turrets?
There's very little laser turrets now that I think about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Any kind of quantum tunneling device for scanning of Cinderella?
They don't mention it.
Okay.
That's not to say it's not in the universe. They didn't do it into the lore.
Okay.
You know, often they'll cut out concepts and...
That's true, they will. Yeah, yeah. The design will be there, but they don't explain it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And also the glass slippers look really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that... Oh, also,
is
I was
it glass
say,
or nanotechnology?
It's glass.
Okay, right.
Cate Blanchett has a reason for being a total bitch.
Huh.
Because she's their wicked stepmother or whatever. Yeah. But
somebody died? Parents died.
Well, yeah. No, well, probably. But she marries Cinderella's father, Uh-huh. And he's never fallen out of love with Hayley Atwell.
Yeah,
she hears him saying, "I've never loved anyone like your mother," and whatever, whatever. So she feels that kind of pain of like, oh, well, I wanted to make this guy happy, and you know, even though I'm kind of terrible. Mm-hmm. So she kind of wears that, and so that's why she kind of lashes out at Cinderella.
I get it.
Yeah, it's all connected.
That is classic Branner.
Is it?
Yeah.
How would he know about Branner?
He was in Harry Potter that time.
Yeah, and he made that really terrible Frankenstein movie from the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Not really.
Robert De Niro was Frankenstein.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Helena Bonham Carter was also a Frankenstein.
Huh.
All right. I got you on this one, though.
Really, we'll see.
This last one.
Here we go.
Treasure Planet.
That's a trick. That's another of your trick ones.
No.
Huh.
This is a real one.
Huh.
What is it? Do you think?
It's Treasure Island, but it's in space.
Yes. It's Muppet Treasure Island, but it's space.
Oh, okay, great. Fantastic.
Like, I'm going to start off with this.
Who are the voices in it?
Don't know. Right. Can't remember. But, oh, Martin Short's are like a C-3PO bumbling robot.
Great. Couldn't get Gilbert Gottfried, clearly.
No. Also, Miles from Frasier's in it.
Niles.
Niles. What did I say? Miles.
You said Miles.
Yeah, Niles. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Lady Kenneth Branagh's in it. Emma Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's Lady Kenneth Branagh, isn't
yep.
she?
Yep. Mm.
Okay. John Resnick. You familiar with him?
I've heard the name.
Lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls does a couple of the tracks on it.
Huh.
He did Iris, which he...
I'm aware.
You know who he is.
I've got two ears and a heart, don't I?
Yeah,
I know
absolutely.
What Iris is.
Okay, it's basically Treasure Island, but it's Star Wars.
All
it's
right.
fucking Star Wars, but it's cartoon.
Right, language.
Sorry. But it's with a kid. He's not orphaned.
Mm-hmm.
But his dad leaves him because he's a deadbeat.
Good.
And so he's a vagabond.
You want some tragic leaving
yeah.
dad. Okay.
And
where's his mother?
She runs an inn.
Ooh.
But he's a bit of a rebel because he...
Did she die in the inn?
No.
Did she haunt the inn?
No.
She's dead.
She doesn't die. She lives through the whole thing.
Huh.
And he gets the opportunity to... He meets up with a crew to go and find this... It's a planet of treasure.
Ooh.
It's not an island. It's a planet. And the way that you get from place to place
What kind of treasure do you have in space, though?
Just all of it.
Huh.
It's because there was the Blackbeard, I want to say, whoever the old pirate was who stored it, he took everything that he stole, he put on this inside the core of this planet.
Ooh.
So they're going to find this particular thing, and there's a map and whatever to get there. But because he's sad that his dad left and he's directionless,
mm-hmm.
like he's a bit of a rebel as a teen, he's voiced by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Whoa, all right.
So... he goes on this expedition,
mm-hmm.
but half of the crew, or the majority of the crew, are Long John Silver's crew,
yep.
posing as regular crewmen to
now,
take the treasure.
Do any of the pirates have robot peg legs?
The main guy, Long John Silver, has a peg leg and a multi-purpose robot arm.
Hello.
And it's computer animated, so it can do like a whisk and a sword.
Are they on the same side of his body?
What do you mean? The peg leg and the arm?
Yep.
No, I think they're opposite.
Okay, that's good.
You're okay with that?
For purposes of balance.
Cool.
I appreciate that.
Good stuff. And he sees in Long John Silver,
yes.
like the kind of father figure he didn't have. And Long John Silver teaches him all these skills about, you know, responsibility and whatever. I'm big on lessons today, Mason.
You are, yeah.
But, and kind of, you know, taking pride in your work and whatnot and tying a good knot.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yeah, but there comes a moment where they realize they're on opposite sides because
mm-hmm.
they're both after the treasure for their own whatever reason because Long John Silver's, he's not a great bloke. Or is he?
Ooh.
Has he got a heart of gold? So it becomes they then have, they're kind of pitted against each other, like this guy that he respected and trusted and also Long John Silver's feeling like this kind of, this drag between his pirate crew and this kid who was kind of mentoring.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of comes to a head in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're on these, they look like old school ships, but they go travel through space. I don't know how it works. there's no like bubble around it that you can see. They just scoot through space or whatever. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's fantastic.
Like a ship scooting about.
Yeah, like
about.
A ship.
A ship scooting about on the
yeah.
ocean.
Like it's really underrated. And it came out at a time when, this kind of animation was out. It's like
yeah.
early 2000s.
When everything was CGI.
Yeah.
The worst kind of CGI animation for everything.
That's right.
Incredible Crash Dummies was topping the charts.
You know it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How does that sound?
You know what? Sounds pretty good.
Yes.
Got it bloody up on Netflix. Watch this, James. Adding it to my list.
Yes!
That I'll get to in a few years.
I knew I shouldn't have opened with this one.
That's
I
right.
I knew I'd get you in the end.
You got me in the end. All right, I'll watch that. I watched some of that.
That was hard work, man.
I can tell. Yeah. Yeah, I can tell. All right. You know what? I'm putting that up the top.
Yep.
Then I'm going to go Aladdin. Then all the other things that I said.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep.
Thank God. You know what? I think that's a great one. I think because I think that's one's in your wheelhouse.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's not that old. It's kind of a forgotten gem. Yeah, and they were nearly going to do a sequel, but it made like no money. Right. Well, they weren't nearly going to do a sequel. They planned to do one. Yeah.
I just need a drink.
Oh, you worked hard there.
I did, didn't I? What have you seen of Disney movies? Like just
I'll check the list.
Just Dumbo. Have you seen like Snow White? No. Any of those? I don't think I've seen them in their entirety. What about Sword in the Stone?
No.
What about Rescuers Down Under?
No.
Is that even Disney? Who knows, mate? It probably is.
Hang on, I'm going to go through the list. Okay. Google's going to give me a list. Look, at some of these I must have seen.
Surely, because like you're a kid.
Maybe I have seen Snow White.
Yeah.
Jungle Book, haven't seen it.
Jungle Book's kind of overrated.
Cool. Sleeping Beauty, haven't seen it. Fantasia, haven't seen it in full. Bambi, Dead Mum, that's where I stopped. Peter Pan, maybe I've seen? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
This is a long list of things.
Yeah.
I feel I've seen 101 Dalmatians, and I'm against it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Where'd they all come from?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the sequel called 102 Dalmatians? They just get it's one true. More? It's stupid.
No, they got a whole bunch more, but a lot of them died.
Okay.
So, not all the dogs in a litter will survive.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Song of the South sounds racist.
I don't know that one.
1943's Victory Through Air Power. Have you seen that?
No. Was that a Nazi propaganda movie?
Maybe. Maybe. Look, I haven't seen most of these. The Shaggy Dog. Maybe I've seen that.
There's the Tim Allen remake.
Yep, definitely seen that. Steamboat, look. I could sit here reading out the names of old Disney movies and considering whether or not I've watched them all day. And I will. Here we go. 2013, Get a Horse. That can't be right.
Is that a question?
The Skeleton Dance, 1929. The Ugly Duckling.
You know the Skeleton Dance,
yeah,
surely.
I'm aware of the Skeleton Dance. Ferdinand the Bull, 1938.
These are shorts, surely. They're not like feature length.
Google has given me no more information.
Because the first one was The Seven Dwarves. Like, that was the first, like, that blew people's... That was, like, Avatar.
Right.
For the, like, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was a feature-length colour animation in... I probably had two speakers in the theatre.
I don't know if it was a full-length thing, but Ferdinand the Bull was based on the story of Ferdinand, which is out of copyright. So that's classic Disney all the way.
Well, you know, Disney are responsible for copyright law lasting longer than it was.
Oh, very convenient for you, Disney.
They would have lost Mickey Mouse and a bunch of other stuff.
I guess that's true.
So
they're
responsible for extending it. Which means a lot of characters, so like even comic book characters, say like Superman, would then enter the public domain, which means anybody could make a Superman movie, which is kind of great. Because you might get a lot of shit ones.
Yeah.
But you'd get one really good one.
The cream would rise to the top.
Well, it's like with Sherlock. How many versions of Sherlock are there? And there's like a couple that are really, really good and everything else is just kind of shit.
True.
Yeah.
Like that Sherlock Holmes. One of the genuine
one of the greatest plays of all time. Mm-hmm. God. Anyway, good stuff, Mason.
Yep, real good.
I got ya.
You got me in the end.
All right. You're a hard man to please.
I'm excited for Ferdinand the Bull. There was a sequel. It was a home video release.
You're more of a Bugs Bunny guy?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I loved all those. Mm. Yeah, should have done that. Should have convinced you to watch Space Jam.
You're right.
Or Looney Tunes back in action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Mason, let's do What We Reading.
Oh, yeah, what we gonna read?
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? What do you read?
I've been watching Blunt Talk. I was off.
Oh, you got back to it.
I was off for it for a while, but it's
really good.
It's good. I'm enjoying it.
Did they renew that?
I didn't know. Yeah, they did. There's a second season.
Good.
It's on Stan.
Far out. I gotta get Stan.
You should get Stan.
It's only like $9 a month, isn't it?
It's $10 a month. So yeah,
not made of $10 a month, Mason.
I know. All right. Yeah. Okay. What if I gave you a dollar
every month?
Yeah, and you spent the $9, and I added the additional dollar.
All right. Okay. Cool. All that.
Yeah, it's real good, and I didn't know this at the time, but it's Jonathan Ames who did Bored to Death. Which
What's
is the series.
Bored to Death?
Bored to Death was the one where Jason Schwartzman, Zach Galifianakis, and Ted Danson were like these weird dilettante author types, but they also solved mysteries.
That's a weird series that nobody watched for some reason. Like,
I watched it. It was
no,
great.
I mean, like, considering who was in it.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
Nobody watched it.
It's one of those things you
me.
Assume isn't real.
Or real, or so bad.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like when you see like a movie with like, it's Owen Wilson, Zach Galifianakis, and you're like, and you see the video store, if those exist, and you're like, what is this?
That's one of them. You assume it's a trick.
Yeah.
Like, each of them was in one scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, was a background extra, and they've repackaged it.
Yeah. Mm. Not at all, though. And it's from, like, 2010 or something, isn't it? Bored to Death?
Yeah, around about that. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry, Blunt Talk.
It's real fun.
I saw the first episode where he interviews himself.
Yep.
I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And Patrick Stewart's great in it.
Patrick Stewart's great in it.
It carries on then. It's still...
I liked it. It's good,
okay,
good fun. Yeah. I'm way behind the eight ball with that one, but it's
good.
Real, real good.
Well, actually also got back to something this week. Horace and Pete, I finished up.
Oh, yeah?
Did you finish Horace and Pete?
Yeah, it gets real dark.
Boy, does it. It's great. Like, and that's
for anyone who doesn't know, Horace and Pete is Louis C.K.'s sitcom that he just released on his website for like a couple of bucks an episode.
Yes.
And it's, but inexplicably, it has Alan Alda and Steve Buscemi and Edie Falco and a whole bunch of other people. And
also at the very end, the kid from Two and a Half Men.
That's right. And Paul Simon does the theme
soundtrack,
music.
Whatever, yeah.
Which initially I'm like, oh, maybe he already had a song called Horace and Peace. And then Louis C.K. named the show after it. But no, apparently Louis C.K. called up singer-songwriter Paul Simon and said, hey, can you come up with a theme song for my sitcom where everybody's real sad?
But don't tell anybody that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like the way that he... I can see why he did it, because it's the kind of show where you... How do you pitch this?
Mm,
you know what I mean? Like, how do you get that made? Especially because I'm sure a lot of these guys did it on the cheap as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure Steve Buscemi doesn't need the money, or Alan Alda doesn't need the money, or even Edie Falco, because she came off Nurse Jackie.
That's right. So like 19 seasons or something.
But and it's weird. We've talked about it. It's shot like a play. It's almost like you're watching. Do you know what I mean? Because it's kind of one room for the majority of it. But yeah, go some really dark places and also explore some issues that I don't know. It's just all through kind of. It's just conversation. It's mostly just conversation, not wacky antics and whatever.
Right.
It's just mental health issues. But anyway, it's really good. Also, you might get real sad if you watch it.
Right.
So just be aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also should mention Ben Davies has finished up issue 6, I think it is. I think it is, of the new Weekly Planet comic that features Boba Fett.
Oh, that's right.
After you in particular.
Oh, boy.
Trying to miss Mr. Magooey's way after you. I'll link that below.
That's very exciting.
They do fantastic work. Yeah, and he also has, like, he's also throws out the question to, like, people, what do they want to see in, like, the next kind of issue?
Uh-huh.
Like, I know that's the reason this one got made, is because he kind of threw it out there and somebody suggested, I want to see, like, a Mr. Magoo Boba Fett assassination attempt.
Love it.
It's really funny. It's really good.
I also read the first issue, this has been out for a while, but I read the first issue of a comic book called Archangel.
Right.
By William Gibson, who's a science fiction author.
Yeah.
And cyberpunk kind of thing. And it's basically about, there's an alternate 2016 it's an alternate 2016, or maybe it's like next week.
Sure.
And the whole world has been ruined. It's like a wasteland. And there's a corrupt section of the government who's decided what we'll do is we'll use a device called the Splitter, and we'll go back in time to a parallel universe 1940s, and we'll send in some agents and kind of rebuild that universe to how we want it, and kind of, build a new paradise.
Does that mean the original 2016 is gone then?
Well, we don't know yet.
Okay. Did you say it's a book?
It's a comic book.
Okay. What's it called?
You've heard of comic books. Archangel.
Yeah. Okay.
It's real good.
When did it start?
Like 6 months ago. So I got a few issues to build up on.
Right, good stuff.
Real good. It's kind of one team. It's kind of like, it's a bit Terminator 2.
Cool.
And so one team is going back to like, exploit this new universe that they've ended up in, and one team is going back to stop them.
Like Time Stoppers. Or is that Clock
like
Stoppers?
Like Clock Stoppers. Exactly.
Good.
Yeah,
have you got that lettuce theme, Mason, ready?
Wait, have I?
I don't know.
It's
my job. Promise a lettuce, oh lettuce, we love you. Some lettuce, they're only a day away.
Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do lettuce.
How many plays is that up to? Because I know you do at least one a week.
4,108.
We've done that many episodes.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah.
Time flies when you're grinding away, doesn't it? What do we got? Okay. This is.
I like it when some of that slips in, because you make a lot of videos. When I came over here today to record the episode, you were on this couch that I sit on, and you had half a blankie over you and a dog on you, and you were like, oh, you were just waking up from a... I've woken up from this beautiful dream where I don't have to edit videos every second I'm awake. It's pretty great.
Hey, man, it beats most jobs. I shouldn't complain. Yeah. That's from Art Vandelay.
Oh, good reference.
Even though you don't... What?
I'm joking,
I know. Even though you don't watch CW shows, are you going to watch the Fortnite Supergirl Flash Arrow Legends crossover? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's how you reach the show. You throw that out there on Twitter with that hashtag, and then we find some.
Yeah, I reckon I will.
I think
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it 4 episodes, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, I've got a pretty busy week, but I'll try and squeeze that between next, because I might be going away next weekend.
Oh, you're always going away.
Mate, you, when you're a man of the world, you're there, you know what I mean?
You always just go down the beach, though.
It's my Perth this time.
Oh, what?
Perth Beach.
Why?
It's a family thing. It does none of your business. How about that?
You have family in Perth.
I don't.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I get it now.
All right.
Look, I hear Perth beaches are really nice.
Perth's great, actually. Mm-hmm. If I had to recommend it, I would, and I am. So you will watch them. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit next week.
Yeah. Which ones are you more excited about?
I don't care.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't keep up with any of these. But it's exciting to see universes collide.
I'm excited to see Arrow meet Supergirl for some reason.
They already did that, didn't they? Oh, no, they did Flash. Supergirl.
They did, yeah.
Do you reckon they'll have a race, Arrow and Supergirl?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That's what we all want to see, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Finally.
Mm. But I think regardless of what you think of the variety of quality across these four shows, I think that it'll probably level out quite nicely for this,
I think so.
This week. Because I think all the characterizations on the whole for these, I'm about a year behind,
right.
Are on the whole really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Legends of Tomorrow is quite fun from what I was enjoying of it,
okay.
Until I stopped watching it.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Dan Troy. Jesse Eisenberg would have been great giving the same Lex Luthor performance, but as the Riddler. Thoughts? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
I guess so. I never think of the Riddler as that crazy.
Yeah.
Like he clearly got some sort of OCD issue.
So do you think maybe the Joker even? Egg Foo? Who are you thinking?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe like a B-level Joker or Riddler. Nah. Like maybe the Trickster.
Like a Jared Leto Joker.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's right. Toyman, somebody like that.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody where you go, well, clearly there's a reason he hasn't reached the upper echelon
yeah.
of being a supervillain because he's too unbalanced.
It's not just the hair.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fair yeah. enough. So not the Riddler. I could see I would be way more accepting of that version of the Riddler than I am that this yep. version of
I would like Lex a Joseph Luthor. Gordon-Levitt Riddler. I think that would work.
Yeah, he'd be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was good in Treasure Planet as well, wasn't he?
I've heard about that. I've heard about his amazing performance in that.
Man, we are burning through these, Mason. I don't know if you like that. Third one. This is from James. Just got my first job. This is a personal question, Mason, if you don't
Hello.
Mind. That's at my family business. At the local pizza shop.
Mamma mia.
Do you think guys have any first job stories?
Oh.
Dogs on the couch coming in for the kill. Look
yeah,
out.
That's right.
Which is bad news, mate.
Dangerous dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was my...
She threw up in here last night, just so you know.
Great. During... I don't know. When I did work experience, because in Australia, when you're in, what year are you in when you
10.
Do work experience? I worked in a bookshop and everybody was like,
nerd.
Yeah. Well,
everyone was like, nerd.
No, everybody was like, no, I was like, one guy was like, what are you?
Like doing? A Collins, like a big.
It was a Collins.
Yeah, like a big. That yeah. Do they even exist?
I don't think they exist anymore.
Yeah.
But I went, people books. Were like, what are you doing? And I'm like, one guy was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to work at the bookshop. And he's like, huh, retail. And I'm like, that's my feelings.
Who said that?
Ah, some guy.
It's work experience. It's not like a real... It doesn't count.
Yeah, well,
I did mine...
He's probably a high-flying businessman now.
I bet he is. Let's find him and kill him.
Yeah.
I did my work experience at a supermarket. Uh-huh. Not with the intention of working in a supermarket. I did it because I heard they paid 20 bucks a day. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to do it,
yeah.
I want some money for it. As opposed to if you go to like, I'm going to work at an office or follow a police officer. They give you nothing.
Mm.
So I'm like, I'll at least get some money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never looked back, Mason. I took that money and I invested in podcasting.
Now you own a supermarket.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my first jobs...
It's stocked with podcasts.
Yes. One of my first jobs was actually a bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
Funnily enough. It was a school bookstore.
Yep, uh-huh.
That, you probably know it. I probably won't put that in, but
it's fine.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Sue you?
No, no, it's fine.
Did you steal things?
No, I didn't steal anything. Actually,
okay.
That's I'm not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But
one time, I stayed up the back of this, and I just read Leonard Nimoy's biography.
What of that bookstore?
Yeah.
When were you there?
Oh no, at the Collins.
Oh, the Collins, yeah. Right? Well, that's what because I used to work there over the summer, so I'd work there full time, like during school, and then a little bit into uni. So, like, I'd catch the train and I'd slog away at this job. And it wasn't like talking to customers and selling books. It was like at the back, 15 pallets of school books would roll in and then you'd have to sort them in the sun.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And so my thing that I enjoyed the most about that was I built a fort out the back that just looked like a wall. It was in one of the rooms. It was just like a wall of boxes, but there was a little doorway to the side that you couldn't see if you looked in the room. And then in there was a throne that I'd made. And I used to sit there and just eat icy poles when I needed a break. I'm like, man, it's hard work doing whatever this job is.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, that was the job that I did that I kind of loved and hated. Yeah, because I like the people. And I remember the time, you know, when you got the boss, I'm like, man, what's this guy's problem? Well, he's such a square. Because he's running a business. He's a man running a business and he has to deal with teenagers.
But sometimes he is kind of a square.
No, he was all right. One time he caught me lying on the floor. And the reason that happened, because you remember Stu? You know Stu?
Yeah, I know Stu.
Yeah. He left to the room and I thought...
He left to the room.
Was
this in the pizza parlor?
It was. And I was climbing up on the shelf and he's like, wouldn't it be funny if you fell and you died? And I'm like, that would be funny, huh? And he left. And then I heard him coming back and I'm like, oh, I'll lie on the floor and pretend I'm dead.
Yep.
And then the boss walked in and I'm lying on the floor. And he goes, oh, James, don't get up. And I'm like, And then he just left. So I didn't have a chance to explain.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
He still thinks you're a shiftless layabout.
He definitely does. Yeah, he definitely does. But good on him. He's a good bloke.
I used to work at an op shop, and one of the rules of the op shop was
like a thrift store.
Yeah. And one of the rules,
but a big one, it's like Kmart
I used to work at one, and one of the rules was that you couldn't if you bought a book or a CD or a DVD or something, you couldn't return it. This was one of the rules for a while.
Because they'd like scratch it or whatever.
Well, people would just copy the CD or read the book and they just bring it back and swap it for another one, right?
It's not a library.
And then
one day
a woman comes in and she's got a huge stack of cookbooks. She's got a huge, she just bought there.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to return these cookbooks. And the cookbooks were the worst because what people would do is they would just buy them, rip out the recipes they wanted, and then just bring the rest of the books back.
What is wrong with me?
I know, right? But then one time, so this woman comes in and she's like, I want to return all these cookbooks. And I'm like, I'm sorry, the policy is that we can't exchange any, like I'd like to help, but we can't exchange any books that you buy here. And she's like, oh, well, it'd be bloody nice straight away. She's like on the attack immediately. Would it be bloody nice if there was some sort of sign that said that? And I'm like, if you look over at the book section, there's a sign on every shelf that says that. In fact, in the cookbook section, there's two signs that say you can't return. And she's like, well, like straight away, because they're still in fight
mode.
She's like, well, that doesn't seem particularly fair for people who can't read. And I'm like, and it's very rare in retail that you get like a win. And I'm like, so I really savored it. And I'm like, we find, generally speaking, that our customers who purchase books can read.
And then you pause for applause.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Everyone applauded. You know, everybody's got a fake story. Those people who have fake stories and they will end with, and then everyone applauded. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody applauded.
There's so few wins, isn't there?
There is, in a job like that. In retail. So man, good luck, great. Good luck, Pizza Pal.
Yeah,
you're gonna be great.
Get out there. Mm-hmm. I remember when you used to work there, you used to have like a story every time I'd see you. But then as it went on, it kind of petered off because I think you just got used to it. You're like, yeah, naked guy came in a shopping trolley covered in grease or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it would just be, yeah, you just kind of got used to it. Yeah, good stuff.
Oh yeah, that's right. One time, a guy, I saw a trail of blood from the pub. To my place of
business. There was a pub like a diagonal across the road, wasn't there? Yeah, yeah. And what was it?
I think a guy just came in asking for bandages and they were like, we don't have any. And he was like, oh, okay. And then the blood just tracked all its way out the other door. So.
And then stopped at a gutter.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that guy.
Yeah, great. Mm. Anyway, maybe we'll tell more tales.
Oh,
op shop tales another week.
Sure.
Good stuff. Just a quick shout out to Alim Aits. It's his brother's 11th birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Or on the November 24th, I should say. So we've missed it. Apologies. We should have got this out early, Mason. I told you. We love the show, so congratulate him, dickheads. Congratulations. Also, you're too young to listen to this. Stop.
Stop it. It says explicit probably. Let's say.
I don't think it does.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but happy birthday. All right, Mason, that's the show for this week.
We did it.
We're going to do something video game themed next week, potentially,
yeah, maybe.
Mason.
Maybe Planet Broadcasting related. We'll see.
Maybe it will, Mason, be. Maybe that will be. Also, if you've got a Disney movie that you think Mason should watch, hound him relentlessly on Twitter, at Wikipedia Brown.
That's right. If you've seen Fernando the Bull or whatever it was called and you love it, let me know all about it.
See if you can convince him of a movie that's not Treasure Planet.
Yeah, that's right.
I doubt you could, because it took me a good 40 minutes to
do
that.
Have you seen Million Dollar Duck? Email in, let us know.
I told you my Million Dollar Duck story, didn't I?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Should I tell it? It's not that good a story.
You bought your brother Million Dollar Duck on DVD.
No, it wasn't just that. It was, we do a family KK, and so I put it in, you asked for whatever, and I put it in because he didn't know who it was from, so he would have assumed it was my grandpa who just...
Gets whatever. From the reject shop,
so, so... He had to pretend that he was really happy that he got this million-dollar duck. And the cover is a guy, and he's on all fours, and he's looking confused. He's looking around for something.
But the duck's behind him.
Duck's on his back.
Million-dollar duck's on his back.
And it's a million-dollar duck because it lays literal golden eggs.
Yeah, right.
We never watched that, did we?
No,
we should get around to million-dollar duck. Good stuff. Oh, I love that story, even though it's not that interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do all the things that you do at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, you can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp, where we've got all our commentaries, including the new Phantom Menace commentary. I'm tapping your dog's head for emphasis every time I say a word.
She loves it.
You can find me at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Find me at Mr. Sunday Movies.
If you'd like to help support the show, you can bloody listen to the show as you're doing, which is great. Yeah, you can subscribe, you can tell your friends, that'd be great. But you can also go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies if you want to give us a buck a month or whatever. You can go to the Amazon affiliate link, which is in our episode description. You can buy whatever weird stuff you people buy, and we get a cut of that somehow. I don't know.
Get $1 million duck on Blu-ray.
Oh, it'd be so crisp. Think of those downy feathers in 1080p.
So good.
What else? If you want to buy some t-shirts, or on tpublic.com.
Yep.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our theme music.
Yeah.
Is that everything?
Thank you to Ben Davies for the comic.
Yeah, it's right.
Great.
So good.
Does it off his own bat.
Thank you to everybody who does a little bit of art.
Yeah, man.
If I try and see everything, I try and retweet if somebody sends some good art. Yeah.
But if they don't send good art,
into the bin. My phone goes in the bin. Yeah. And I sheepishly retrieve it immediately afterwards.
Sometimes I miss stuff, so I apologize if I have.
Especially if it's a new Twitter format.
Yeah, yeah, exactly,
Sometimes somebody sent you an art, but it's hidden under that shortened URL.
I'm doing a thing now where I charge my phone in the other room when I sleep.
Oh, yes.
So instead of rolling over and looking at my phone, or in the middle of the night, which I do, so now I'm missing stuff, because a lot of stuff happens when I'm asleep, so... Mm. If I miss your tweet.
I assume nothing happens when I'm asleep. Yeah, I assume the world
shuts
move.
Down. Yeah, fair enough. Asleep. Yeah, it stops rotating. Great. That's the show.
That's the show.
That's definitely it.
All right, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
No, bye.
No, bye.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Da-na-na-na-na-na. Red hot comic book movie news. The Weekly Planet.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.